Unit 2. Part 1. Language Skills Development. 1. Starter. B. Listen to the story Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves, Part 1, and answer the following questions.
Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. In a town in Persia, there lived a poor woodcutter named Ali Baba. One day, Ali Baba was working deep in the forest. Suddenly, he heard the noise of many horses. He tied up his two mules behind some high rocks. Then he climbed into a tall tree to hide. From up high in the tree, Ali Baba saw 40 men on 40 horses. Each man wore a saber and a dagger in his belt. They looked very fierce. Ali Baba could see at once that they were thieves. The 40 thieves dismounted in front of a huge rock, and one who seemed to be captain said, "Open sesame!" And a door flew open in the rock. Then they all went inside, and the door closed behind them. Ali Baba could hardly believe what he had seen. He did not dare to climb down from his tree. The thieves might come out at any moment and find him. He waited a long time. At last the door opened and the 40 thieves came out. Their captain said, "Shut, sesame!" The door closed and the 40 thieves rode away. When they were out of sight, Ali Baba came down from the tree. He walked up to the huge rock and said, "Open, sesame!" The door at once opened, and Ali Baba stepped inside. He found himself in a large cave, lighted from a hole in the top, and full of all kinds of treasure. Rich silks and carpets, gold and silverware, and great bags of gold. He loaded his two mules with as many of the bags of gold as they could carry, and after closing the door by saying, "Shut, sesame," made his way home.
2. Text. Every Orifice Needs a Stone by Mark Edgman. Getting rich quick is nice if you can do it, but the phrase usually implies acquiring great sums of wealth with very little effort. If that is the method of study, I wouldn't hold your breath. However, if that weren't a popular notion, millions of dollars wouldn't roll in every time there was a lottery somewhere. An Egyptian archaeological exhibit was touring through town with many interesting artifacts for the public to see. One in particular was an ancient document believed to uncover a mysterious formula for acquiring wealth. Having read about this ancient document in the early edition of the local newspaper, John Holliday borrowed his neighbor's camera for the purpose of taking a snapshot of the document so he could study it later. After getting a very clear image of the document, he went to the library and started reading books on ancient languages that are now dead. Strangely enough, John had a hidden talent for languages. He never developed this, or any other talent, because he was lazy. He would always look for the easy way to do everything he had to do in life. However, in this case, a shot at sudden wealth was too much of an incentive for him to pass up. In a few hours, he figured out the code of the language and began to decipher the ancient text. It told of a statue, thousands of years old, in the central part of Egypt, hidden in a cave miles from a large pyramid. The text stated that the statue had 8 orifices and that the seeker of wealth must place precious gems in each of the holes in the statue. The gems had to be cut in a special way and inserted in a specific manner. A clear diamond was to be inserted into the mouth of the statue, a deep blue sapphire into the right eye socket, a bright red ruby into the left eye socket, a white pearl into the left ear, a rare pink topaz into the right ear, a black onyx into the left nostril, a green emerald into the right nostril, and a purple amethyst into the navel. The meaning was unclear why this was to be done, but John just wanted to become wealthy, so he didn't care. After extensive research, John determined it would cost approximately $1.2 million to acquire the gems and passage to Egypt. It took him 5 years to diligently create a business and generate that large sum of money. Once he had the funds, he purchased the gems and a ticket to the ancient city of Asyut. Once there, he spent months locating the pyramid and the cave that the Egyptian document had alluded to. Once in the cave, it only took a few minutes to locate the statue that the ancient manuscript had described. He wasted no time inserting the precious stones into each hole of the statue. Right before his eyes, the 8 gems turned to stone, filling the holes, leaving no trace where the holes used to be. With great disbelief, he stared at his investment of valuable gems, now turned to stones, and wondered what it all meant. Just then, at the foot of the statue, he noticed an inscription, which he could now decipher, which read, "Any fool can create wealth, but only the wise know what to do with it." Was that it? John was terribly disappointed and felt he had been on a fool's errand for the last 5 years. He returned home and resumed his business, where he continued to expand the company he founded, originally for the purpose of buying the jewels for the statue. One night, as he sat in his new apartment in the affluent side of town, he took a look once again at the photograph of the ancient document that had started his quest for wealth and noticed, for the first time, an inscription at the bottom that he needed a magnifying glass to read. The inscription read, "If one achieves this quest, they will have transformed their mind by the use of their faith, and will from then on have the power to overcome in all things, and nothing will be impossible to them." As John looked around his luxury apartment and remembered once having trouble paying his rent just 5 short years earlier, he realized that the $1.2 million he shelled out that started this adventure was a really great investment.
New words.
Orifice.
Lottery.
Archaeological.
Artifact.
Mysterious.
Formula.
Snapshot.
Incentive.
Decipher.
Statue.
Pyramid.
Seeker.
Gem.
Sapphire.
Socket.
Ruby.
Pearl.
Topaz.
Onyx.
Nostril.
Emerald.
Purple.
Amethyst.
Navel.
Extensive.
Diligently.
Allude.
Manuscript.
Trace.
Inscription.
Errand.
Expand.
Jewel.
Affluent.
Quest.
Magnify.
Proper nouns.
Mark Edgman.
John Holliday.
Asyut.
Part 2. Language in use. 1. Dialogue. Happy shareholders.
Before a shareholders meeting, the director has a conversation with his assistant. They are talking about their business in the past year. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks, then read it aloud.
Can we go over some figures now?
Yes, our shareholders meeting is soon. I think it'd be a good idea to review the key numbers.
What has our total outlay been this year?
Our expenditures are estimated at 4,320,000.
What is the percentage of research and development?
About 27%. We've invested heavily in the development of some new technologies.
What is our gross operating profit?
Approximately 1.4 million.
What kind of margin does that represent?
The gross operating margin is at 24% for the year.
That's impressive. That's up from last year, isn't it? About 10 points, I think.
That's right. We are solidly in the black. As a matter of fact, this is our 5th year straight.
Shareholders will be happy.
They should be. This kind of growth in the current market is remarkable.
Hopefully the shareholders won't veto any further R&D allocation.
I think they trust the board to continue doing the right thing.
New words.
Director.
Outlay.
Expenditure.
Percentage.
Gross.
Approximately.
Solidly.
Veto.
Allocation.
2. Pair work. Talking about a candle chart. Reference answer.
Hi, look at this candle chart. Do you know its meaning?
Yes, it shows the ups and downs of one stock.
Really? Judging from the chart, how is this stock?
The stock is losing a little bit, but it's nothing too serious.
How do you know that?
You see, though there are several long green bodies, there are more red bodies. That indicates the stock is some kind of bullish.
That sounds good. The stockbrokers and individual investors must believe it will rebound in the following days.
That's true. If the stock really jumps, it will be really good information for the stock market.
Will you buy this stock if you invest in the stock market?
To be honest, I'd like to observe it a little longer. It is said that the stock would change someday. 3. Text. Stocks and shares.
The act of issuing shares, GB, or stocks, US, i.e., offering them for sale to the public, for the first time, is known as floating a company or making a flotation. Companies generally use a bank to underwrite the issue. In return for a fee, the bank guarantees to purchase the security issue at an agreed price on a certain day, although it hopes to sell it to the public. Newer and smaller companies trade on over-the-counter markets, such as the unlisted securities market in London. Successful companies can apply to have their shares traded on the major stock exchanges, but in order to be quoted GB or listed US there, they have to fulfill a large number of requirements. One of these is to send their shareholders independently audited annual reports, including the year's trading results and a statement of the company's financial position. Buying a share gives its holder part of the ownership of a company. Shares generally entitle their owners to vote at companies' general meetings, to elect company directors, and to receive a proportion of distributed profits in the form of a dividend, or to receive part of the company's residual value if it goes into bankruptcy. Shareholders can sell their shares at any time on the secondary market, but the market price of a share, the price quoted at any given time on the stock exchange, which reflects how well or badly the company is doing, may differ radically from its nominal, face, or par value. At the London Stock Exchange, share transactions do not have to be settled until the account day or settlement day at the end of a 2-week accounting period. This allows speculators to buy shares hoping to resell them at a higher price before they actually pay for them, or to sell the shares hoping to buy them back at a lower price. If a company wishes to raise more money for expansion, it can issue new shares. These are frequently offered to existing shareholders at less than their market price. This is known as a rights issue. Companies may also turn part of their profit into capital by issuing new shares to shareholders instead of paying dividends. This is known as a bonus issue or scrip issue or capitalization issue in Britain, and as a stock dividend or stock split in the US. American corporations are also permitted to reduce the amount of their capital by buying back their own shares, which are then known as treasury stock. In Britain, this is generally not allowed, in order to protect companies' creditors. If a company sells shares at above their par value, this amount is recorded in financial statements as share premium, GB, or paid-in surplus, US. The Financial Times Stock Exchange, FTSE, 1,000 share index, known as the FTSE, records the average value of the 100 leading British shares and is updated every minute during trading. The most important US index is the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
New words.
Float.
Flotation.
Underwrite.
Exchange.
Quote.
Audit.
Ownership.
Entitle.
Vote.
Elect.
Distribute.
Dividend.
Residual.
Bankruptcy.
Secondary.
Differ.
Radically.
Nominal.
Par.
Expansion.
Bonus.
Scrip.
Capitalization.
Split.
Surplus.
Index.
Proper nouns.
Unlisted securities market.
General meeting.
London Stock Exchange.
Financial Times Stock Exchange, FTSE 100 Share Index.
Dow Jones Industrial Average.